So I did a deep dive on I'm a Hog, and she's not alone, even though she was the daughter of the Texas governor.
Of course.
In the 1800s. And went on to become very philanthropic. Oil was found on her family's plantation. And
wow.
She came into a lot of money.
Good for Ima. Mm-hmm. I'm a rich hog.
Gave a lot of that away. But according to the United States Census, here are some other Imas that have made the list.
Oh, no.
By the way, the word wreck will be R-E-C-K. I'm a wreck. I'm a pain.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a butt. I'm a wiener. I'm a hooker. I'm a nut. And I'm a pig. Tell me these parents didn't know what they were doing when they named their kids Ima.
When was the name Ima even popular, other than the 1890s? Is there anybody out there still named Ima? You do remember when I first started many moons ago.
Okay, simmer down. It was 7 years ago.
We were having a discussion on the air about names similar to this one.
By the way, in 2025, Ima ranks 3,601 among popular female baby names right now.
And I said, yeah, you don't want some old lady name like Beatrice.
Oh, yeah. And Dana's daughter happens to be named Beatrice.
And my shoe tasted very good for the rest of the program that day.
It was a nice rubbery sole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Taste of carpet.
Mm.
Some dirt from the asphalt outside.
Maybe some spit from a Quick Trip parking
Certainly.
Lot.
Hefty in fecal matter. Yeah.
A pregnant news anchor went into labor while on the air but decided to carry on with her broadcast. U.S. host Olivia Jackwith, who works for WRGB in New York, was just about to go on the air for her Wednesday morning newscast when water broke.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Olivia Jackwith.
And I'm Julia Dunn. We do have some breaking news this morning. Literally.
Yes.
Olivia's water has broke.
That's right.
And she is anchoring the news now in active labor.
Early labor.
We've been doing the contract. She's now, you know, timing her contractions.
We'll see. I'm going to pay attention.
And she's, what, 2 minutes apart?
No. There was one, but it's been a few minutes since then, so we're still in good shape.
Her decision to stay on the desk, by the way.
Look at what it says. Days past due date.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I know. So we're thinking
maybe
today.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and I'll stay on the desk for as long as I possibly can, but if I disappear...
We're so happy for you. She's 2 days overdue, so she wants this baby out. But.
All right, so if my baby does come today, Craig, how's the weather looking?
Okay.
Back to you, Craig. How's the weather? Why is she at work? I really wanted Dana to be here for this one.
Yeah, I know.
Lighten this up.
Dear anchor in New York, Jackwith, whatever your first, Olivia Jackwith or whatever.
Go home.
You are not as important as you think you are.
Well, we don't have to go that route with it, but.
Well, as far as giving me the news, your water just broke on the air. Go home.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
We don't need the news that bad. You're not the only one who can read it.
Right. I mean, it surely shows some resilience, I guess.
Well, I think it shows more than that. I need to find out where this radio, TV
New York.
Well, it's New York, but what town? Albany.
It is. There you go.
Okay, so it's a small market TV station.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Olivia Jackwith.
And I'm Julia Dunn. We do have some breaking news
and
this morning.
I mean
morning.
Breaking.
Literally.
Yes.
Olivia's water has broke.
That's right.
And she is anchoring the news now in active labor.
Early labor.
It doesn't
early
make labor. You a hero.
I do love how early labor. What are we at? We've been timing the contractions. We're at 1 minute. Well, it was 2 minutes. No, we're back down to 1 minute. Go to the hospital, lady.
You have a baby that is ready to come out.
Now, pardon me. I've never had a child, but and I don't remember the specific number from all of the movies and references in pop culture about contractions and when you're supposed to go to the hospital. What is that?
You're supposed to go to the hospital when your water breaks. That's when
it was like 3 minutes or something.
I don't know. I remember when Sarah was born, we were at BD's Mongolian Barbecue on 95th Street. And Shonda had gone outside. And so I went with her. And I said, are you okay? And she goes, we need to get to the hospital. My water broke. And I'm like, I mean, at that point, you're like, holy hell. Now, maybe this is like her fifth kid and she's kind of used to it and she knows the deal. This was my first kid. I was scared to death. And Shonda's standing outside on the sidewalk and she said, my water just broke. We've got to go.
Doesn't it happen pretty quick, though, when it's your fifth kid or whatever? Doesn't the process speed up?
Sam, do I look like I have a uterus? I have no idea. And I've only had two kids.
From the text line, Scott is correct. When the water breaks, go to the hospital.
That's right.
There could be an infection if you wait.
Yeah. And so I remember we were at BD's Mongolian Barbecue, and my mom was there. Obviously, Shonda and I were there. There was somebody else. I can't remember if it was my brother and his wife. And I just remember she got up from the table and walked outside.
Maybe she'll name her kid CBS6.
Why, God? Why?
Well, we had a whole hour about dumb names. Her water broke on the news on CBS6.
Commander Jesse Reed is in the house. He joins us in just a moment here on Dana and Parks, filling in today for Dana Wright, who is under the weather.